My view, I think, you know, we'd be foolish to think that it's on the incline. It's Test cricket is on the decline. And as much as in our hearts, and we're all traditionalists here, sitting here, we love Test cricket. We love the battle, the fight over 5 days and how that unfolds and how it can change dramatically from session to session. And just the whole story of Test cricket is a wonderful one. But I think if we're being really realistic and we're looking into the future and trying to make sure we preserve the longer form of the game, we do need to make changes. We've made one step towards that with the introduction of day-night Test cricket. I think that's a very good introduction. And I don't think we need to look back. If anything, we need to continue to grow that concept. I think the other point that you brought up, Flem, is the four-day test match cricket. I believe that is definitely the way to go. We need to make sure that we are current in test cricket. With white ball cricket the way it's going and with T20 the way it's going, we need to keep pace with that. We've got to recognise we may not get the same audiences as the short form of the game, but we need to keep the audience involved in some capacity, whether that's them checking on their smartphones the scores or listening to us on the radio or watching it on TV, keeping people interested and engaged in the game. And the only way you can do that is by, I think, look, continuing to try to evolve. The other thing which I think is absolutely vital, particularly here in Australia, are the wickets. I think over the last 2 years, Test cricket in Australia has been boring, and I think it's been boring because they've been flat batting wickets.
Well, it's not a contest.
No, so you as a former bowler, or even if you're not former, you still bowl a little bit now, I
believe. I made a comeback last Saturday.
That's good. I think you need that contest between bat and ball. We need wickets that do support a contest where a classical swing bowler can have a day out or a spin bowler can have a day out. What worries me, or what has worried me over the last 2 years in Australia, is the wickets are too predictable. And it's just been, there's been far too many hundreds scored and there hasn't been enough fifers taken.
Yeah.
So the balance is way out of line, and therefore the game you can put on pause, disappear for a day or two, come back, and it hasn't really moved too much forward. Now, I think you need to create test cricket where you're worried about missing 20 minutes of it because you just don't know what's going to happen, because that's how the short form is.